discussion. I would, I understand more how we should deal with this, but after our previous public hearing, someone, I think, made a reference about a law on the books that was from DENREC about noise. And I asked Mr. Godwin to research that, which he did a good job on. And I passed that on to our legal staff to have them review it and make any recommendations they would seize to make. So, Mr. Moore, however you think to deal with that, if you want to read the short title first and then talk about that, or talk about it first and then short title?
I think at this point we'd read the short title, and then if you would like me to discuss the memo. An ordinance to adopt Chapter 97 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Excessive Dog Barking, which shall define excessive dog barking and create enforcement provisions and penalties for failure to comply with this chapter.
Okay, if you would discuss the, before you did anything, just the, what we find out about the DENREC laws.
Okay, as you indicated just a moment ago, I was privy to an email you that Mr. Godwin had forwarded to you in response to your inquiry about DENREC. And so I assigned one of our associates, who is a former Newcastle County attorney, to look at this issue. And she found in Title 7, Chapter 7, Div 1 of the Delaware Code, known as the Delaware Noise Control Act, which sets forth certain things. And it indicates that the General Assembly finds and determines that the people of this state are entitled to and should be ensured an environment free from noise which unnecessarily degrades the quality of their life, that the levels of noise often reach such a degree as to endanger the health, safety, and welfare, jeopardize the value of property, and erode the integrity of the environment of the people of this state. That was found in 7 Del Code 7101. In furtherance of this objective, the state prohibits any person to undertake any activity which in any way may cause or contribute to the creation of noise or noise disturbance. That's in the same title, Section 7104, and a noise disturbance includes any sound which annoys or disturbs a reasonable person of normal sensitivities, and that's in Section 7103. The Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control is responsible for the adoption of standards and regulations to enforce the noise control regulations. Those regulations are contained in Title 7, 1149, Regulations Governing the Control of Noise in the Delaware Administrative Code. Section 4.0 of the regulations entitled Specific Prohibitions list, and I'm quoting, controlling any animal or bird which barks, bays, cries, squawks, or makes any other noise continuously or incessantly for a period of 10 minutes or makes such noise intermittently for 1/2 hour or more, causing a noise disturbance within a receiving property, provided, however, that at the time the animal or bird is making such noise, no person is trespassing or threatening to trespass upon private property in or upon which the animal or bird is situate, or for any other legitimate cause which teased or provoked the animal or bird. So based on those provisions, it is my opinion the state of Delaware's responsibility for noise control includes a regulation of dog barking. Mm-hmm. In addition to DENREC, all law enforcement agencies in the state of Delaware may enforce those noise regulations, and that's contained in 7 Delaware Code 7108A.
Is that what the other counties are using? Or do they have individual noise ordinances?
I frankly don't know what the other counties are using. I think
someone had indicated
that before someone else had
that we were the one without
that.
I
was specifically requested what the state of Delaware has, and that's what we research, and that's what we were able to find.
I mean, the point was there's already a law on the books that's a state law. That really is much more restrictive than what we even talked about, because theirs is 10 minutes of continuous.
Now, how does that affect our dog control people?
It's not dog control at all. It's DENREC.
And it's DENREC plus any other enforcement agency in the state has the authority to endorse this enforce this in accordance to the 7 Del Code 7108A. So state police or anyone else could enforce this law under this section.
Would that include our Sussex County, I mean Kent County SPCA?
Well, that would be a private agency, so I'm not sure.
Well,
on
this
that
is only for government. Only for government.
But it says all
employees.
Law enforcement, and I don't believe that they would be classified as law enforcement.
Oh, they have to be law enforcement?
Yes.
Wow.
And it also had a provision, you know, just like the ordinance that we were drafting, there was an ordinance in here also if the animal was being teased or provoked, obviously it would not kick in, just the way we had tried to put that in our ordinance.
Does it speak of a remedy of any kind? I mean, you know, so they don't do it, but what do they say you're supposed to do about it? is there a penalty or?
I'm sure there is. We looked at this from the standpoint of what is out there from the enforcement standpoint, and from the enforcement standpoint, it was clearly within the state guidelines, state ordinance.
So what you're saying is the state had the ability to enforce this, but yet they don't enforce it, because my understanding is when people call to complain, they say we can't do anything, you know, and they kind of pass the buck on it. So,
well, that's not exactly the way I see it.
Step up to the microphone there, Mr. Wilson, and tell me how you see it.
Well, let's put it this way: I've had a problem, and that we act like this is a big deal. But this is the last 50 years or more. I've had one problem with a dog barking too much, one to bark all night and every night. So I just made a phone call to the state police. They went over and asked the man kindly, do you know his dog's barking? That took care of it. That's in all my problems. So the state police took care of it 40, 50 years ago. They still take care of it. And plus you got all this other government. Certainly, what are we going to do? Why are we going to put another law and more laws when we're loaded with laws now? That's my opinion.
Well, I'm just, you know, the people that had written to me again about it are just asking for, you know, some sort of limit. Sure. On that type of noise, but also they don't want to see dogs abused. In other words, there's a reason they bark so long. So I don't know how you get it done. I'm not a lawyer. But I still want to see something. How do we go about making this effective,
Mr.
somehow?
President, may I speak?
Mr. Phillips.
It would be my opinion that if the dog is being abused, it's already within the purview of our contractor to visit the site. The current dog control agency would look at the abuse issue. They may not look at the barking issue, but if there's abuse, I think that's all that would need to be said.
Well, I'm not saying it's being beaten. I'm saying that there's a reason a dog barks like that.
If it's
there's
abuse,
something wrong.
Then the law is already in place.
And that's what people, they're concerned about that and the noise. And they've been told by SPCA that SPCA can't do anything. So Mr. Wilson is saying to call the state police.
Well, what the actual law reads is any law enforcement agency, which could be DENREC, state police, municipal police, the town, anybody can enforce that. It's law enforcement.
Town police, anyway.
But my whole point was there's already a law on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we want to pass another law?
No.
And in effect, would be less than the law that's there.
Because county comes under state.
There's already a law out there. I don't think we need to do anything with this thing.
And that law puts a burden on, for instance, if it's in Lewis. If it's in Lewis, it's the Lewis police.
Well, you can use Lewis police, certainly, but it's a DENREC issue. That's
right.
I would suggest, Mr. President, that our constables have a copy of this memo, which sets forth what state agencies and recites specifically.
Yes.
The code section. So
sure.
If they get any calls from anyone and they get this kind of beating back and forth,
mm-hmm.
that they can share with them, here is what the Delaware code says with the specific code sections.
And if
Constable,
they don't
Constable
want...
can't enforce it.
No,
he can tell people what they...
That's what I meant. Constable can't,
right.
Doesn't fall in that category.
No.
Okay.
But
so
he can try to direct people where they can
right.
get it.
If we delegated this to the Kent County Sussex or Kent County SPCA, they wouldn't. They're not certified
by
to
law enforcement.
They're not law enforcement.
Under state law, they are not law enforcement.
So they if they went and tried to violate somebody or fine them or something, they don't have the ability to do that, is what
no,
you're saying?
No, they don't.
There have to be state
now.
Law changed to permit these kind of people, constables and other lesser
I'm just stating as to the state law,
right.
It is law
right.
enforcement.
Yeah, well, we have some hard cases where people will not cooperate, and it goes on and on and on. What do you do about that?
That's why I'm suggesting our constables have this memo, so because now people maybe feel they're being pinged back and forth
mm-hmm.
between one agency and another, mm-hmm. so that our constable can, when they get a call, can arm the people. Mm. Here's the facts. So if you have to call the state back, you now have something that shows here's specifically what their enforcement is.
Or else, what if they don't comply?
Or we're alone, Jim. What else can they do?
No, I want to know what happens if they don't comply.
I would think you need to call Denrick and ask that question. I have no idea.
Call Denrick?
Or the state legislators and say, you know, here this your state law's not being enforced. You know, maybe contact the state legislators.
Well, I'm sure the state legislators, since they dumped the dog control on us, they're not even aware that Denrick's supposed to be doing this, and they'll be dumping this on us.
Well, they'll come aware.
You know,
at this point in time, they haven't.
At this point in time, they haven't. But so you're what I'm wondering is, we have jurisdictions in this state who have dog barking ordinances,
yes.
is whatever we call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they enforce it then? Do they, if it's a town, do they send one of their town police over? Does Kent County SPCA enforce it in Kent County? I mean, I'm wondering how these ordinances, excessive dog barking ordinances, are effective, if they are effective, I'm not sure of that, but if that are in place in these other jurisdictions, how do they administer them?
You know, I don't know. I was asked to look at the
right, I understand. No, I understand. That's good information. I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I'm looking at the cost of sending state police out on all these calls, and it's not cheap. And I'm looking at the idea of, yes, I think we should look at having a local ordinance that complies with the state ordinance, but that includes a penalty just exactly as we had outlined.
Well, he's patrolling while he's going out to see these dogs. You know that, don't you?
It's expensive.
I know,
to send police out for this type of thing. When you could have the SPCA could do it.
I think we're
paying for that, too.
Pardon?
But it's not as expensive as police.
At the current time, I've read the short title. There's not been a motion on the floor at this point. If someone would like a motion on, yes.
We talked about having it for a year and then evaluating it at the end of the year. I would like to know if we have some consensus from the council on that. I'll make the motion that we do that.
Okay, Mrs. Deaver makes a motion that we
pass it for
adopt the ordinance as read for the period of 1 year.
Yes.
And then reevaluate.
Reevaluate.
Well, you want to probably reevaluate before the year is up so that we can make it continuous. So why don't you say reevaluate in 9 months or something like that? So that.
Your motion is
because you don't want to have
I'll
a lag,
that.
You know, start
yes.
over again. And
yes.
The motion, as I understand, the motion is to adopt this ordinance for a period of 1 year, and it to be reevaluated at 9 months to see where how it's operating or working or not.
From the effective date of.
And we do have people here. But I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But we had farmers come up and talk to us. But we do have people about the dog.
Do we have a second of this motion?
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole.
We already had the public hearing on this, I don't think.
What? What do you say?
We already had a public hearing.
Is it
what we had earlier wasn't a public
hearing. Wait a minute, hold on. Mr. Moore?
Give and take more than this.
And the question
this
is,
might open up a.
Can the public come up and speak again?
We already had a public hearing, and the public hearing was closed on this matter.
All right, thank you.
So it's different than
you.
The other because that was not a public hearing.
Right,
that was
right.
someone making
right.
a presentation.
Okay. All right, we have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that motion?
Is there any money attached
Mr.
to
Cole.
This motion?
Defining, if the fee structure will go
well,
back.
I think we were told by the SPCA gentleman, or excuse me, the Kent County SPCA, that'd be an additional charge of like, I'm going to just borrow $30,000 or something to enforce this.
That is correct.
Otherwise, we're looking at paying state police to enforce it.
No,
we're already paying state police.
We don't have any state police. We don't. So we don't have special state police that we we pay.
We don't have special state police to do a gun.
They do all the
dog barking. Yes, we do. We have.
Yeah, they're not dog barking police.
We pay half of. Well, this is what you're saying.
It's part of the duties.
Yes, you want to send the state police out.
The way the language in the ordinance, as written, is pointed towards the county. So it says the constable or his designee. We know
you're
that
talking about the bill we're
the
looking
ordinance
at
we just read.
The ordinance right. You're considering right now. So if something were to pass, it would be our responsibility to administer the ordinance. And we've heard from the designee, which would be Kent County SPCA, which is now named First State SPCA. Mm-hmm. And they've told us that it would cost additional money, ballpark $30,000, to administer this.
And so after that report, you're telling me we don't have $35,000?
No, nobody said that.
Okay.
The question was asked, is there a dollar cent attachment to it? That was the question.
So are you open to a friendly amendment that designates $30,000 from our contingency fund to actually implement the ordinance?
It sounds good, but I don't know if that's I have to ask Mr. Moore. I wish Mrs. Jennings was still here to tell me whether that's appropriate or not. I don't know.
Mrs. Jennings is behind you there. You can...
Hey, there she is. I thought you left. Is that an appropriate motion as far as what you understand that fund is for?
We could use contingency for it, but it's 35,000, not 30. Uh-huh.
All right. Yes, that would be. I would accept that.
And there's ample funds to cover it. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Phillips, to allocate $35,000 from contingency funds to pay this first year of this proposed fee. Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We will vote on the amendment first, which is the $35,000 expenditure. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
What's that total? Remember about
this vote right now is just to allocate $35,000 from contingency to pay Kent County SPCA to do this for 1 year. Ms. Deaver, you voted yes?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I'll vote no. Motion carried 3-2. Next motion was to adopt this ordinance as read for 1 year, and it will be reviewed at the 9-month phase to see if it is in fact working or not working or whichever.
Plus
the amendment.
No, we have a motion.
Plus the amendment.
Well, the amendments are we pass the amendment.
You're right. Plus that amendment.
Yeah. Pass the amendment. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yeah. I mean, I heard some new information today, but I think there's enough concern out there, and I've heard it from all kinds of people, and that we need to address this, and I'm willing to give it a year's trial to see if we can have any impact on this problem, because it is a problem. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
My motion to add the $35,000 was procedural because obviously the motion as read did not have any ability to actually fulfill the goal of the ordinance. But with that said, there's obviously several reasons to vote against this. One is the money. $35,000 is not anything to sneeze at, and I'm a fiscal conservative, and I don't think that this is necessary in light of the fact that we have had research done by our county attorney indicating that it is already incumbent upon the state agencies to enforce the dog barking as defined in state code. So I would ask that the state police and DENREC to step up and do their job. In that case, I will vote no on the ordinance.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote no, and I was going to say all the other things that Vance's Mr. Phillips has already said, so I just did vote.
I would like to add, respectfully ask DENREC and the state police to look at doing this as part of their duties.
I also, after the research was done and reading this, I still I don't think it's incumbent upon this council to pass an ordinance that is less restrictive than a state law that's already on the books. And the state law is very specific. It says 10 minutes of continuous or 30 minutes of intermittent. There's already a law there. Why would we want to create another law that does the same thing, basically, or does less? So if the issue comes up, you know, down the road from now, and the people call DENREC and call state police and doesn't get satisfaction and they go to their legislators, then that might be something different discussion to have. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm going to vote no, motion defeated.
And we will note, we will educate our
I would have, can we put that on, can we put that somehow on our website, Mr. Gonzalez? That's a question of you, I guess. Can we put something, an information on there about this, what the state law is?
Who are you going to call?
And
I don't see why we couldn't, if Mr. Moore can provide me with some information citing the specific section of
and
state
we'll make
code.
Sure we get the information to the constables. I see Mr. Keeler's in the audience, but you can make sure that that gets to them and they'll have that information.
We could possibly put it on the constable's webpage.
Sure. I think we need the big issue, let the public know that there is, in fact, already an ordinance or a law out there, and here's who enforces it.
Basically, how do I deal with...
Sure. Exactly right.
Sure.
Exactly
okay.
right.
Good.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Jennings, grants.
Okay, the first grant I have is the Emmanuel Cold Weather Shelter, and I believe there's somebody here from the shelter to speak.
Come right on down.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
My name's Janet Idema, and I'm a New York transplant to Delaware for the past 3 years, and I just want you to know I love it here. but the difference between New York and here is in New York, as the director of psychiatric nursing, I had the wonderful privilege of having the New York subways, which housed our homeless and made them invisible to us, our New York public hospital's emergency rooms, which took in our homeless during the cold weather. Here in Sussex County, I want you to know that proudly we are the only cold weather shelter between here and Newark. Kent County has no cold purple. Sussex County has the Emmanuel Shelter. We are housed at Epworth, but we are not a part of Epworth. There have been three women working with me, all volunteers, to organize this shelter for the past 3 years. And this year, we are attempting to hold the shelter 7 days a week. And you could see why. Tonight's temperatures are supposed to be -3 with the wind chill. And we are, unfortunately, that puts us in a position of being really tight in our funds. We have organized all of the Lewis Rehoboth area churches who have given us money. We had a fundraiser last night at the Touch of Italy, which also helped us to raise money. We've gone to private individuals. We're looking to reach out to the realtors, but this year is still incumbent upon us, and we have to pay our bills now. We do rent from Epworth, the space that we use, and we pay for all our own food, and we pay the utility bills. So we have very large expenses. We also have two salaried staff because we have 120 volunteers that work with us on the weekends alone to get us through the winter. We now need another, and that's between cooking and housing on the weekends. We're looking at needing another 100 volunteers. Our volunteers are upwards of 65 years old for the most part. And they're wonderful, but they can only do 2 and 3 hour shifts, and they can't do that many in a summer.
I'm almost 65. I think
are you really?
I might be able to put in like 3 hours.
Well, I just turned 60, so if I can do an 8 hour shift, I'm lucky.
Do you do your clientele come from just the Lewis Rehoboth area, or you have them from all over the county? I assume
they come. They come from Laurel, Delmar, Seaford. SCI now uses us as an emergency discharge at night. And I need to tell you that somebody came from Christiana who was sent back because they were homeless, and Christiana paid for the transportation. I was there the night they arrived. And I was like, oh, my God, how could they do that? But nonetheless, our other pressing issue is that we're also seeing families. We have three families that are staying with us now. They each have adolescents. If we can't get them into crisis house, which we try to do, but sometimes it takes 24 to 48 hours. We've seen 35 individuals, separate individuals, this year so far. We expect to see upwards of 50. We're housing 15 to 20 a night. We're feeding them dinner and breakfast. I know council has been generous and given us a grant in the past. I'm here doing the unfavorable thing, which is asking for more money, sure. But we're desperate.
We gave 500.
What kind of number are you expecting? Would you like?
It would be, I mean, I don't know what's plausible, so I'm going to put it out there. It would be so great if we could have $1,500. That would make life.
I'll give $300.
Before we do, can I ask a question about that?
You get $300 from each account?
No. Could I ask a question about that? Where do they live, these people, ordinarily? How are they surviving? Where are they coming from? Do they live in cars or tents or what?
Typically, women live in cars. And if they can keep their cars, they stay in them as long as possible. So a lot of our females that come do have a car. It's unfortunate when it's really
children
freezing.
Children, too?
The children, a lot of those are immediately dispossessed. Either they've lived with another family member who's in county housing, and then they get found out and they have to move out because it's unacceptable to have more than one family.
How do they go to school?
They go to school. The school buses come and pick up our kids. That's not, I have to tell you something, it's amazing. The parents contact the schools.
Wilson, please, I can't hear.
The parents contact the schools, and they come and they pick up the children from the church, and they take them
from
to
the
school.
From the church, okay.
So the children are still in school.
Right. I'll second that motion, $300 each from
I don't understand.
Well, I just don't think that's...
That depends on the need. Some of them stay for one night and then get housing or go to crisis. Some of them stay for a week at a time. There is a portion of the population that are vets that have really severe PTSD, and some of the vets stay with us until the summertime or springtime when their jobs come back. A lot of them are like painters and seasonal job workers and things like that.
The ones who were here last year, are they back again?
Only three of them that I've seen. But they do work during the summertime, and they are out there.
I didn't know if they just kept rotating.
Mr. Phillips, can we modify your motion to $500? Because with the need that's in this county, we might.
I had thought about maybe making yours a little higher since it was in your district. I would accept $500 from yours.
We're more than willing to give
Mr. Wilson has a $70,000. Can he help out?
Ms. Deaver,
I'll help a little bit. Ms. Deaver, would you take care of your district, and I'll take care of mine.
Now, let's back up and get a good motion straight here first.
Okay.
You want me to repeat it?
Mr. Phillips, you repeat your motion, please.
I'd like to move that the four council members give $300 each, Mr. Wilson, Phillips, Deaver, and Vincent. Mr. Cole give $500 for a total of $1,700.
Now, I would like to amend that.
Okay.
Make it $500 each.
You're welcome to give $500 to yours.
You accept that or not?
No.
All right.
We've done since 300.
Would you like to get 500 from you?
I'm ashamed that we didn't give more.
You
yes.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
I will accept
and
that change.
Public comment.
To
like being at home.
You should hear the public comment about us not giving more.
Would
you like now, to children, kids, calm down.
Okay.
Just vote and move on.
All right. We're going to roll this up. I want to ask a question. They will make a motion.
Okay.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
How much would you like to stay with? How much would you want to put in from your fund?
500.
Like Mr. Cole?
500.
Mr. Phillips?
300.
Mr. Wilson?
3.
I'll do 500.
Thank you.
Sold.
Now, if somebody will make that motion.
So moved.
Mr. Phillips has a motion. Mr. Cole, will you second it?
Yes, I do.
They're going to grant $2,100, if I'm on the math right.
Mr. Arithmetic.
500, Mrs. Deaver, 500, Mr. Cole, 500 for myself, 300, Mr. Phillips, 300, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
That
exceeds your expectation, does it not?
Okay.
All right.
It floors me. Thank you so
much. We will
so
take
much.
The vote on that motion. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I will vote yes, but I would also ask that our finance department expedite that money. Usually it takes 2 or 3 weeks. It sounds like you need it sooner than later.
They do.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you for the work you're doing.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next, Mrs. Jennings.
Delaware Envirothon, they're requesting support for their environmental education program. They expect students from Sussex Tech High School to participate in this program. There is no specific amount requested. The last grant received was $250, $50 each.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. The grant $250 to the Delaware Envirothon Conservation District's
Sussex Tech students?
Countywide. They're all countywide students.
Any questions on the motion?
I'll give 100.
An additional 100?
No, a total of 100.
I'll give 100.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know the organization.
Anybody else want to do anything different?
No.
Okay. We have a motion then for $300, $50 for Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole, myself, Mr. Phillips, and $100 Mr. Wilson.
You said it so fast. How much am I?
$50.
$50. Yes, sir.
Everybody's $50 except Mr. Wilson's $100 out of his fund for a total of $300.
Thank you.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. We only have one left, thank goodness.
It takes longer than ordinary.
Sussex cyclists are requesting funds for their bike safety program. This will be their 10-year promoting cycling safety. Bicycle safety checkpoints are along Route 1, Rehoboth Avenue, and Bethany. They plan to add new stops in Fenwick Island. Last grant received was $1,000. Which is $750 from Mr. Cole, $250 from Mr. Phillips. This year they are requesting $2,000.
Do we have a motion?
I can handle $500, Mr. Cole, if you'll do the
$1,500. Me do $1,500?
That
you do $500?
Yes, sir.
But you wouldn't give to the shelter. Wouldn't give more to the shelter. I can't believe it.
No, I'm my funds are low, running low. It does Route 1, Coastal Highway, all the way down to Fenwick Island. I'll match Mr. Phillips, $500.
Okay. Is that a motion, $500, Mr. Phillips, $500, Mr. Cole?
I'm not quite comfortable with being an equal partner on this. I'll do $250 to Mr. Cole's
$500. Okay. Is that a motion, Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. And that'd be a total of $750.
Right.
$500 from Mr. Cole's account, $250 Mr. Phillips' account. Any questions on that motion?
I have a question on that
Mrs.
motion.
Mrs. Deaver.
And this whole program,
mm-hmm.
it's becoming very, very unpopular with the people. And I think we should look at revising the way it's done in the future.
The bike-a-thon?
We have a
whole program, the whole council money.
That's a different subject. We're going to call for the vote.
Out money. Okay.
We're going to call for the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances?
Yes, Mr. President. There's one. It's in District 3, an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.912 acres more or less, tax map ID 2-30-26, part of 102. And it's on behalf of Capital Development Partners, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it. Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy. No business.
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
We talked about night meetings, and I thought I had asked that it be on the agenda, but I must have not said it right. Could we please put that on next week's agenda?
You certainly can.
Yes.
Nothing, right? Okay. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition.
Before, could we invite Mr.
Austin Short,
would you like to join us? We're going to the Sussex County Profile for a luncheon. Would you like to join us?
Okay. We're talking about his program.
Because you have no place to go back to. We're feeling sorry. The state shut down.
The state shut down at noon.
So we'll show you some good old Sussex County hospitality.
Entertain a motion for executive session for land acquisition.
You want to go to
motion,
Mr. Office,
Phillips.
Stick around.
Mr. Phillips,
really
second, Mr. Wilson.
He's not
take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Do we want to?
Go
okay, we're going to go in there, right? And
we'll take, yeah, okay.